this fucking guy.
Wow. Look at us. Hey, guys.
Wow.
Carmen and I have gotten some new technology. Well, I guess...
Oh, my goodness. If you're wondering why it doesn't sound like shit, it's that we got ourselves early Christmas presents.
Yeah. We got Carmen a microphone, and we're using this new
tool that we found
called Squadcast to make. Oh, yeah, it's like we're a squad.
It's casting for the
and
squad.
We're casting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of two. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we're technically the smallest squad there can be. But still a squad.
Do this. Since we live so far apart and Skype just, it's been kind of a pain in the ass. No offense to Skype. They're not built for that. And it's been difficult. And
yeah,
so
they're not built for that.
Us to like upload things to the cloud and like it like separates our streams, but also can combine them.
What?
Yeah. It's the future or something?
So,
Joseph, come
what
here.
Even is the come world?
I'm on his couch. So I am at Alex's house. Fake producer Alex is very much a real human with a real baby.
Fake producer Alex.
And they are going to see Star Wars tonight. So not the BB, him and his wife. And I am BB sitting and dog sitting, but BB's asleep, and I also have some other technology, a baby monitor for the baby. For the baby.
You've got baby technology for the baby.
So I really wanted
baby
to see
technology is so cool.
I also hope she doesn't wake up in the middle of the night screaming. So hopefully she can sleep for like 2 more hours until they get
home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. They were like,
yeah, dude, I bet she'll sleep through the night. She's a good baby.
She never wakes up in the middle of the night.
Uh-oh.
I was like, that's my death sentence. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah. Is to take care of my friend Ashley's girls. And one of them was like 8. So like she's all self-sufficient. And then the other one, Rose, is a baby. And of course I get there. And she's like, she's going to sleep through the night. She never wakes up. And then like an hour later, Rose is like, excuse me. Hi. I just thought I'd wake up and scream for a while like I was being murdered.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, is that cool if I just do it like right in your face?
Yeah, I'm...
And I was like, this is the worst thing ever.
Things go well. But in the meantime, I've got Joseph snuggling at my feet. I've got Koozie under the table. They gave me snacks. I know. Yeah. And I can watch whatever I want.
Snacks and puppy snuggles? Damn.
Right? God, this is way better than...
It's a killer evening. Got that Disney Plus?
I asked him on the way over. I was like, are you going to leave me a 20 for pizza like the 90s?
Yeah.
He didn't.
That would be the best.
Right? Extra garlic sauce.
Get that Papa John's.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, I have a new sound effect for you. I did it today, and I made myself laugh out loud, and I was like, who's willing to appreciate this? Caitlin, because she loves my brah, brah. So, this is my new new sound effect. World premiere here on this fucking guy. Yeah, boy!
I love it so much. What's the inspiration for this?
It's good, right? It's good.
Jason Mendoza?
It's good. I heard somebody do it on a podcast. Yes. of course, Jason Mendoza is inspo for everything. But I heard it on a podcast and I was like, I could do that.
I love it so much. It felt
felt really
it just correct.
Feels good. It feels good.
That was thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Oh, hey, this is also, this fucking guy.
Podcast listeners, welcome to our podcast. 12.
I haven't posted episode 11 yet because we are, but not,
we're not professionals.
And since Christmas,
yes,
since
we're professionals week, at other things.
Fuck me. It is. It is. And everybody wants everything.
No, it's
right
not.
Now.
That's not real.
And, I've been losing my shit at work. So,
oh, yeah.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I haven't done any Christmas shopping.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. I literally just did mine 2 days ago on Amazon.
I might go to the stores this week, not the mall. Fuck that. I might go to like Home Goods.
Mm. No,
they have stuff.
That's sensible. That's a sensible location. They have so many stuff,
right? And
yeah, and if that always fails, go to Target. Everybody loves Target.
Like, honestly, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
Nor should you or anyone.
I have too much shit. I'm trying to get rid of shit. And, like, just give me some hot chocolate and some Bailey's.
I understand
and
this.
I'll be a happy camper, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did No Gift Christmas last year. And that really rocked. We were like, let's just right. When we get there, because we always have to travel
together,
we're all like, let's just do something as a family together. And that's what we did.
So
we went bowling and then got dinner or something, and it was super fun. And the year before that, when we were still
right,
living within
blankets.
Driving distance, we did handmade Christmas
with your little hands.
I made big knitted blankets. And it was the best with my little arm hands, the little thingies. I made it. My little arm hands. There's hands at the ends of the arms. So there are,
I get it.
It's arm hands. You know. You get it. Mm-hmm. You get it. But yeah, I'm all for a no-gift Christmas.
Know,
there
like,
are no little teeny babies involved. Like, why are we still doing this? Like, nobody enjoys it. Nobody has fun.
Hey,
Kyle, go away from here. Caitlin's at a pod. Go away from here.
It's a podcast.
No one can see your penis. The camera's not even pointed at you.
I can't hear your dick.
It's an audio medium.
She looks so disappointed at me.
They can't hear your dick. That's
they
what Caitlin just said.
It.
I agree.
But they can feel it.
They can't feel it either.
Also, if your penis started making noise, I'd be
take
like,
your penis away from
your doctor ASAP.
No, but he does
right,
do. He does really enjoy doing. You
yeah.
know, like forgetting Sarah Marshall when he comes in and goes, "I got a surprise for you."
It's like a
he
lot
really
of
likes
sweating.
To do that, and the sound is upsetting.
Why is that always like
it's like a wet
damp.
Slap.
I don't like
no one appreciates it. No one appreciates that noise. It's very specific,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very off-putting. Like, it's just, no one needs that in their lives.
I'm upset.
Go away from here.
You like it in private.
Go away from here.
I heard
go
it,
away from
and
here.
I,
like it in private.
I'm upset.
Go away.
Mm-hmm.
No one needs that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're gonna probably
I'm sorry for
that.
The very penis-based interruption.
That slapping noise.
Yeah, we're going to need to edit that. No one needs that.
Anyway, You know what? I feel like, Carmen, 2020 is going to be our year for this fucking guy. You couldn't even let me get through it.
I want to believe, but and I want to believe in us, and I want to believe you. But I also know how we operate. And we're not, like...
But we could be.
We're not soups good at being reg, you know? We could.
I know, but that's why...
It's just going to take so much effort.
Okay, here's the thing. A Segu.
Segway!
We don't want Christmas presents except for money. And the best thing you can do with your money right now, aside from donating to worthy causes to, like, save people and, you know... puppies and children and all that. You can donate to us
and puppies.
On Patreon. Because now we have equipment. We've got a free trial, but it's going to cost monies to keep using. And so you can visit patreon.com/thisfuckingguy, and it's in our show notes if you click on the details. And you can donate like $1 a month.
Ooh.
And that will help us. It'll help us host our show on the interwebs. It'll help us keep the quality getting slightly better for you.
We do this for you. We got microphones
for your ear holes. Our sound voices in your ear holes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And our sides and fun all those t-shirts
we gotta make.
And asides.
Mm-hmm.
So many great t-shirt ideas. We are very, very busy.
And dogs and life.
Just living life.
You know?
Ugh. Ugh. And goddamn dumpster fire that is the world happening, right now.
And if this podcast brings you any ounce of joy, how about you just give us a little joy back in the form of a monetary value? Yeah, a little.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a sweet holiday high five.
Mmm. Feels fine.
Mm-hmm. Just feels good. Like, who doesn't want a high five? Unless it's from a douchebag. A douchebag. We don't need to revisit whatever it was that my mouth just said.
I got it. I get it. The intention
was there.
Trying to think if there's anything else.
Okay.
No. I have a really horrible story for you today. Okay, but I texted Carmen this earlier.
Jesus.
I was like, you're going to hate it. But no. But nobody.
She did give me warning. I'm still not happy. That's a positive. However, I feel like that is like the start to a sentence that goes, but. Here again, I feel like there's a but on the end of that sentence that's going to lead to something terrible.
But this week, Carmen, on this fucking day,
fantastic.
I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to tell you about this fucking guy named Malcolm Brenner. Now, the only Malcolm I like
is named Malcolm. Come on,
Jurassic Park. Oh, no. I never watched that.
I thought you were going to say In the Middle.
I don't. It's not. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about Malcolm Brenner, and you probably don't know his name off of, you know, the top of your head, but you probably know what he did. Carmen, this fucking guy
fucking hell.
Fucked a dolphin. You're going to get so much information.
I need so much more context, but I also don't know if I want the context.
That's
That's what the Toffin said. Hey!
Well, and we'll get into that. So I'm going to just get right into that. Okay, so here we go. I've got most of my information. It's...
I know people cannot see my face because this is an audio medium, but oh god. We just really dove into bestiality, like, real quick.
I'll explain the difference.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm not...
Okay. Okay. It only took episode 12 to get to fucking animals.
At all. I got this information from Vice, some news articles, the award-winning documentary called Dolphin Lover, featuring Malcolm Brenner himself, and his own book called Wet Goddess, which we will later discuss.
I'm so distressed. If we just started.
I want to go on the record here. here at TFG, we do not condone sex with animals because they are animals, and that is rape.
No.
And they cannot consent. And we are very anti-rape of any living creature, human, dolphin, dog, goat, like whatever. Just don't plant
any flora or fauna.
Non-consensual sex, it's just a no-go. Like, yeah.
Yeah, just don't do that.
This story is disgusting, and I'm sorry.
You're doing this, though. You're doing this to me.
Yes, Merry Christmas
and
to
our
all.
Wonderful listeners. So
you just talked think about that guy who held that corpse for a while. So
you
what's the scale? You know what I mean? Like, is this better? Is this better or worse?
It's just all bad.
At least
it's just after a
fun.
Certain line, it's just bad.
Yeah, remember those?
We sure did. Remember
pranks?
Those days where I was just like. Those scamps. Those rapscallions.
Okay, so we don't...
We've really evolved.
All right. Here we go. Malcolm Brenner was born May 9th, 1951.
Get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a recent human. Oh, cool. This is a person that's probably, I'm guessing, alive still.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I don't know too much about his childhood. We'll talk a little bit about it later. But in the 1990s, he worked as an investigative reporter. He had a career in freelance writing and journalism and photography. And back in the 70s, when he was just a wee college student, he was attending the New College in Florida, and he got his first gig as a freelance photographer. And his job was to go to this theme park called Floridaland, which was in Sarasota. It doesn't exist anymore. This was like before like SeaWorld and all that kind of like became really big. So it was like a very local theme park. And his job was to take photos for a book about Floridaland. And that's where he met Dolly the dolphin. You're not gonna...
I don't like where this is going.
Literally,
we're just off the goddamn deep end so quickly.
All right. Malcolm said he was fascinated by Dolly. He had never seen a dolphin that close before. And so he was like really excited about it. And he decided to get into the water to interact with her. And she was kind of timid and like standoffish at first. And he says that she was, like, kind of playing hard to get. And they didn't... Yeah. And he said that he started to, like, she came over to him eventually, and then he started to, like, rub her face and then her back, and that she then, like, flipped over and showed off her genital slit, is what they called it.
I'm gonna hardcore disagree with Malcolm, and I'm gonna say that that's a thing that
it's like when your dog rolls on its back, it's not showing off its cooch. It just sits on its back.
No, no.
Yeah,
it's just like, hey, here's my belly.
Right, not.
She here's my rub that. That's cool. Slit. That is, it's really assuming a lot.
So he was photographing Florida Land. I think he really extended his assignment just so he could, like, get paid to go hang out with this dolphin. Because he photographed this place for, like, 9 months. And he saw Dolly a lot. In the documentary, he talks about how, there were several times where Dolly, like, you know, would come up to him and, like, expose her genital slit.
That's what it's called. Stop saying it.
Stop saying it.
Stop. It's so bad. Stop saying genital slit. It's already bad, and that just makes it so much worse.
Oh, okay. So God. He said that sometimes she would, like, run her teeth, like, up and down his leg. And that a few times, like, she would masturbate with his foot.
Now, he's really taken some really generous leaps with dolphin behavior.
Because dolphins can be aggressive sexual creatures. And I hate the sea.
Well, and we know that you hate the sea.
I'm not scared of dolphins. The only thing is that there have been reports of dolphins, like, gang raping each other. And, like, sometimes they mistake humans for other dolphins in the wild. And, yeah, and they'll, like...
They're sexual deviants.
Rape humans, but, like, again, these are wild animals. There's a lot here. I'm not a scientist. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to unpack. A lot to unpack. We are not zoologists. However, I will say the ocean is not where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, underwater.
It's like space, like, on the ground.
So he...
We're not supposed to be there.
Again, making lots of assumptions. Like, so she would, like, try to masturbate with his foot, or, like, you know, try to, like, get off on him. And he makes a lot of claims that she tried to seduce him. And he said one time she retaliated against him because he, like, refused her advances, and she pushed him 12 feet under the water to, like, try and hold him underwater. And it's like, maybe she was just angry because she's a dolphin and she didn't like how in her space you were. Like,
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe she was like, I'm going to drown you, motherfucker. Like, right. you're in my ocean space.
Quote, female dolphins are very assertive about their sexuality. They don't have any inhibitions about expressing it, whereas other animals are passive or at least just receptive.
I'm going to take a a guess and say Malcolm was a man who was not very successful.
So he does talk about human this ladies. In the documentary. And this is where, okay, so I'm going to talk about how he claims he became a zoophile. Now, a zoophile also, this is an important distinction according to him. He says that a zoophile is somebody who forms an intense emotional relationship with an animal and, like, develops actual feelings, as opposed to a bestialist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know that that was the noun version of that.
Just different. It does. But
sounds like a Harry Potter creature.
Someone who would just, like, fuck an animal and then leave. So, like, a fuck boy. Yeah.
Like,
but like a human.
Like an animal fuck boy? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what...
Thanks for the clarification, Malcolm. Really helps.
He does talk about that he was molested by his psychologist when he was younger.
Who is not surprised on this podcast?
If that's the case, that's awful and horrific. However, does not justify you then raping animals or anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's definitely some deep trauma behind this person.
So he also talks about in the documentary that around this same time that his psychologist was molesting him, his dad took him to see the movie Shaggy Dog. And he claims that even though he was just 5 years old, that he got an erection. Which I don't think...
Controllable at that age. They're just kind of like spontaneous.
Ew.
Yeah, like babies can get boners. But they're just like spontaneous.
I just hit my microphone.
Apologies, listeners. Yeah, they're just like spontaneous. Yeah, it's just like your body just being like,
so wah! I guess somehow in his little brain, he started to associate, like, sexual feelings with animals. Yeah.
Yeah, that really formed some pathways there.
He said that when he was, like, 11 or 12, he decided to have sex with the family's miniature poodle, Miss Clavel.
Oh...
he says that, like, okay, she was in heat and that she would have sex with a male stud dog. So, like, she would obviously have sex with him. But it's a dog and they can't do that. So, I know.
But I just, like, I want to, like, fast forward life right now. Like, I want to fast forward life. You're doing this, though. You're making me hear this. You're making me be subject to this.
I'm sorry.
Because
I'm
have a captive audience.
I'm sorry. I mean, this fucking guy, literally.
This fucking guy...
He's so... I encourage people to go watch the documentary. It's on YouTube. Because he's so...
Does he get money for this, though? Okay, if he gets money for it, don't do that.
He's, like, so nonchalant about it. Find a way to steal it. Which is so fucking weird to me. It's...
But aren't, like, people who, like, you know, or like serial killers and things like that. He has no feelings
about this dolphin.
But couldn't that be just like people who get like really obsessed with like some random woman? Like it's just putting all this shit on a person.
Yeah, I don't know. There's...
like, stalkers and shit. It's like, you don't know anything obsessed. About this person. You're just, like, fantasy, yeah. like, putting all this fantasy yeah. shit on them.
I don't know. Well, so, okay, after the poodle thing, the situation, he was like, she didn't like that, and he felt dirty afterwards. And I was like, I mean, yeah, like, I don't even want to look at my dog's hoo-ha. Absolutely not. So, okay, so he then said that throughout, like, the rest of his kind of adolescence and, like, moving into adulthood, he, like, tried to have relationships with women, but he just, like, had no sexual attraction to human women. And...
probably right. all the sexual trauma.
So we're going to go back to, we're back in Florida land now. So he says,
cool.
He was like, this dolphin's been courting me. I could have sex with her.
And okay. it's like, that's not okay.
Even, okay, like,
that's just not a logical connection like that brings.
If someone
there.
At the bar, it's like, oh, that person's been looking at me. I could have sex with them. Like, that's not that. That's not how it works.
I don't see Ryan Gosling on the TV and go, he's talking to me, and I'm gonna fuck Ryan Gosling. I mean, shout out to RG if he wants to get down.
Could you imagine?
And he's a listener of this podcast. Oh my god! Oh my god!
I told you that he brushed my shoulder one time,
but still,
right?
And I don't know how your shoulder didn't explode into like fireworks.
In real life, it's stupid.
Like, I don't understand how he's a real human person of this earth. Oh. Jesus H.
Anyway, back to dolphins.
Anywho, back to this horrendous story you're
that's
telling
not,
me.
That's just not, like, a logical connection people's brains make. It's like, a thing happened. I'm gonna fuck this dolphin. So, no one does this.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, Malcolm
so,
did,
okay.
so.
So this time, he's, like, they're alone in the pool. So I'm
how?
Also confused about, I guess because he was like taking photos
how?
And like maybe people went to lunch. There weren't any dolphin shows. I don't know. So he's like,
people went to lunch. They were on smoke break. It's the 70s.
It also
rules
sounds
are
like
real
Borderland was like a really shitty theme park. Like,
it's not even like a theme park. It's just like kiddie pools.
Yeah, it was.
It's like
it was
plastic
like real
Walmart
shabby.
Kiddie pools.
Because it's a local theme park. It's not like a. Anyway, okay.
True.
So,
And it's still like the 70s. You know they didn't have any fucking regulations.
Like, what?
Yeah.
They probably had
their
alligators
give a shit.
Like, just walking around.
You know they did. Or like
right?
the lowest fence possible. Like, they're not going to get over it. It's fucking fine. It's Florida.
It's fine.
It's hot. It's so hot.
The admissions
it's
area is
fine,
like
guys.
Some kids with zits and braces being like, it's $5. Like, you know, it's just, it was a free for all back then.
Yeah.
So
no one gave a shit.
He was able to be alone in the pool with Dolly and they were swimming around and she's seducing him, whatever. And he said that he tried to have sex with her at this point, but that the water was too cold. And then he started to get worried about that somebody would come and see them. And also, like, the logistics were, like, really difficult because, like, this is a human person in water trying to fuck a dolphin that lives underwater and breathes underwater.
Yeah. There's a lot of... It should have been a lot of indicators that maybe this isn't a thing that should be happening.
So, All right. I know it's...
This is of you. This is a hell of your own making.
When I was writing it,
you've done this.
It was bad. Don't get me wrong, but I was just like typing and not just saying things out loud. I'm like sick. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing them. I'm hearing them right in my ear holes.
Okay, so.
Oh, cool. Floridland
then was sold and closed down. It wasn't making money. You had your big theme parks coming in. And it just wasn't sustainable. And so all of the other dolphins had been sold and transported. But Dolly was still in, I think they were like waiting to transport her. Dolly and this other male dolphin were still at the park. And Dolphin went to see her to go say goodbye. And also he said he hoped at this point that he would, quote, make love to her. So she's in this pool with this male dolphin, and according to him, she, like, squeezed through some barrier into another pool so that they could have privacy, which I don't think is a thing that happened.
So he was down with fucking the dolphin, but not a dolphin three-way?
Right.
Where's the lineup?
So they're now in this private area. He said that she voluntarily came over to him and that she like led him to this private area, which again, she's a dolphin, not a human.
Yeah.
Now dolphins,
she's gonna go
dolphins are
where
very
the water
smart.
Is.
However, I don't think a dolphin can lead you to, hey, here's this private space, come bone me, because it's a dolphin.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna put that in the impossible column.
So then he's like, he says they engaged in about 30 minutes of foreplay. With different games and rubbing and things. And then he...
Oh, fucking hell. I almost had a beer before we got on the podcast.
Do you want to go get it?
I'm really wishing I had just done that. Oh, it's too late now. There's no amount of alcohol that's going to erase this.
So, he said she was very patient and cooperative while he was, you know, trying to fuck a large mammal underwater. He claimed they tried several positions before finding one that worked. Do you want to take a guess at
okay.
what?
No. I don't. I almost entertained it for comedic value, and then my brain was just like,
so
I can't.
I also would like to say that the documentary contains some really hilarious but also terrifying graphics that reconstruct
yes.
his narration. They kind of look like if the Silver Surfer were underwater. There's a lot of cosmic elements.
Oh, so there's really some artistic liberty taken with these images.
Sure are. All right. He said the position that worked was he was vertical in the water
Because he's a human person.
And then she was horizontal around his midsection so that he could then, these are his words, not mine, penetrate her genital slit.
Okay. Oh, you said it again. You just really dropped and that one.
I think that's the last mention of it. And then he...
Oh, God, fucking hope so.
In the documentary, he continues to explain how, because dolphins live underwater, he starts to explain how, and I don't know if this is true, I didn't look into it because I did not want to, but he goes on to explain how female dolphins' genitalia is like a series of complex valves that have, quote, waterproofing features.
That feels incorrect.
Again, I don't know. I don't need to know.
Just the word valve.
It's just doesn't
valve
seem like an.
That doesn't seem like the way any mammal's vagina works.
Aren't there valves in your heart and stuff? Not in your mother's.
They have pressure.
Which I guess maybe for waterproofing, but again, seems not correct at all.
It seems incorrect.
There's a lot wrong.
I'm gonna call into question Malcolm's science facts because he is a crazy person.
Not a scientist.
He is not a dolphin scientist.
Okay, so he fucked the dolphin.
We can move on.
Quote, I felt this intense verging with her on every level. It's really like we stopped being two individual creatures and became one creature that was making love with itself. It's like you could have just jerked off at home. Like you didn't.
Yeah. You could have just gone to the, I was going to say Google. They didn't have that then. Could have gone to the biblioteca, gotten a book about dolphins.
Sure, been weird at home instead of assaulting.
But you take that shit home. Take that shit home to the privacy.
He and Dolly both achieved orgasm. And I was like, how do you know that she did? Because she's a dolphin. You don't.
I mean, let's face it, human dudes don't know. So when a human woman really has an orgasm. So I'm going to call here again. I'm going to call into question Malcolm's facts. I can almost guarantee you she didn't.
Also,
she's a dolphin.
And you're a human. And I doubt she felt really anything happening. Anyway. So he also says that afterwards he swam up to the edge of the pool and that she came up and put her little bottlenosed snoot on his shoulder and they had a nice little cuddle sesh after. Now he does address the rape allegations. He does.
Does he now?
He says that he can't have raped her because one, she seduced him and she's bigger than him and could have drowned him or had the male dolphin rescue her. Just a lot of toxic masculinity going in on all that.
Yeah, that is. It sure sounds a lot like she was asking for
sure
it.
Does.
sure does.
And then
that whore of a dolphin was just asking for it.
She just had her genitals slit out. Was just
just hanging out.
So I'd also like to point out that Malcolm here, he likes to compare his, quote, relationships with animals and that of other zoophiles. Like, this is a group of people. He compares it to how interracial relationships were not accepted for a long time, and so he wants a world where people can accept his relationships with an animal, like interracial relationships or like gay people.
That's totally the same thing.
Mm-hmm. One, really fucking offensive to everyone. And also incorrect because animals cannot consent to fucking you.
Yeah. Yeah. Number one, they don't have verbal function. Number two, higher consciousness. Just to throw a few out. And there's this whole thing about, not being the same fucking species as human people who just have different skin color. That's
completely different. Your argument is not sound.
No, but then again, he thinks vaginas are made of valves, so...
Who's to say?
You know, what are we... Who's to say what's right and what's wrong?
So, he says that he was in love with Dolly and that she was in love with him and that, so Dolly did eventually die after she was transported to this other place.
After she was fucked by a human man?
And he says that she died of heartbreak and claims that she committed suicide because he abandoned her. Thinks really highly of himself.
Here again, hashtag classic dude.
Terrible. His encounter with Dolly led him to publish his book, Wet Goddess, which follows, it's a semi-autobiographical novel that follows a fictional character named Zachary Zimmerman, who falls in love with a dolphin named Ruby at a local theme park based off of his experiences. He said, I wrote this book for dolphins because we are mistreating these animals by keeping them in captivity.
Bitch! Please! That's how we're mistreating them? Not by allowing creepy Floridian men to fuck them in small pools? No, it's the pool's fault.
It's the pool's fault.
It's the fucking pool's fault.
He lives in Florida still. He went on to get married twice to human women. And he has a human daughter.
I need proof of these things because I don't believe them.
And he hasn't had sex with an animal since Dolly, but he just waits for the day for zoophiles to be accepted. And I'm going to leave you with this little nugget.
Oh, wonderful.
He says he can't understand why people have a problem with it, but they can accept Brian from Family Guy, quote, the same people who are calling me a monster are laughing at Seth MacFarlane's jokes about a dog sleeping with women.
This is a not well person.
Family Guy is a cartoon.
Yeah, it's not real. Neither do, like, human babies have football hands.
Little British accents and try to destroy them.
Yeah.
So, that's
Wow.
That's that on that.
That was tale. Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't believe you for one second.
So that's what occurred, and it's terrible.
Yeah. So. I feel that you had that in your brain, and you needed to get it out of your brain, so you told me about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how this works, pretty much. I've known about this story for a long time, and some of my podcast crime gals on Wine and Crime, they did a live show in Florida, and they did amusement park crimes, and they covered this story, and
I like that that's a whole segment of crimes.
They covered this story, and it was equally disgusting then, and it just never gets better. So don't fuck animals.
No. Don't fuck anything or anyone who doesn't want your dick.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. No one wants your valves, put that on guys. A t-shirt. Oh, I border that on a goddamn pillow. No one wants your fucking valves.
So, with that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Cool. Well, now
that we're all thoroughly traumatized.
Now that we're all real upset, I'm going to ruin the father of Christmas for everyone. Yes. I'm going to ruin Charles Dickens for you.
Oh, wait, here we go. This fucking guy.
So, we all know of Charles Dickens' literary accomplishments. Sure, yeah. And this is a time of year where you can't fucking throw a rock without hitting some goddamn interpretation of Christmas Carol.
I saw it. It was great.
Yeah, exactly. It's goddamn everywhere. It's inescapable. Mm-hmm. But what you don't know is that Charles Dickens was a real piece of shit. All right, let's get into it.
I'm so excited.
So good old Charles Dickens was born February 7th, 1812. The second of 1812. That's so goddamn long ago.
That's so long ago.
It's so long ago. Like, how was the world even around?
I can't comprehend it.
I don't either. So he was the second of 8 children also. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's too many. So his dad, John Dickens, was a clerk in the Navy Post Office. Who knew that was a thing?
Did they just deliver mail by boat?
I suppose, or to the Navy? I don't know. I don't know what the distinction is.
I don't care.
I don't know, and I didn't look it up because I don't give a shit. So about 3 years after he was born, so they were living in just like this little town somewhere in England, and his dad was working for the Navy Boat Post Office. His dad, was called back to London, and so the family moved back with him. And so his brief time in the Navy Post Office, what a fun phrase, afforded Charles a few years of private education. So that was cool. He got to go to like private school and get some learn on and meet some other children. But in 1822, his dad was recalled back to the Navy Post Office headquarters.
Just like a mail emergency.
I guess a lot of stamps were lost. Like, I don't know. Something. Yeah, they got rained on. And all of the family, except for Charles, who was enrolled in school at the time, went with him. Well, turns out that in the time that the family was living in London, they had racked up a mega fuck ton of debt.
Of course.
And his father was forced into debtor's prison by his creditors in 1824. Back in the day when you went to debtor's prison for owing people money, they made your family go with you.
Oh my God.
So the family had to go with him to debtor's prison, except for Charles, who was in school, who was like not a part of all this bullshit, but then he had to like leave school and go to work because his family was in goddamn debtor's prison.
As a child.
as a small baby child, he was 12 years old by this point. Oh, so he went to work 10-hour days at Warren's Blacking Warehouse, where he earned 6 shillings. Isn't that the best old-timey word? 6 shillings a week pasting labels on pots of boot blacking. Oh. So, like, shoe polish.
And, like, you know it was that old, toxic-ass shoe polish.
You know that the fucking glue that they had to post those goddamn things on was so goddamn toxic. So it was like him and these like other little poor boys pasting labels on shoe polish for 10 hours a day.
Awful.
So a few months after his dad and the family went to prison,
Kermit's not used to the microphone.
It's so big. It's so massive and
just, it's right in your face.
It's just right in my face, and I move around a lot. And apologies.
Like there's a black dildo in front of me.
There's just a big black dildo that I like to speak into. I find that it gives the room a certain ambiance.
It's really good for your feng shui.
Yeah, it just feels really natural to have it close to my face. So anyways, a few months after the family being all up in prison, their grandmother, Elizabeth Dickens, died and left them some money. So the promise of them getting this money, let the jail release to them and let them go. So Charles had been working all this time at this shoe polish warehouse, and so when the family got out of prison, they had no money, and so his mom was like, maybe don't quit your job at the shoe polish warehouse, 12-year-old boy. So for the rest of his life, Dickens believed that a father should rule the family and a mother find her proper sphere inside the home.
What does that mean?
That he hated women. So because his mom was like, hey, tiny baby child, you work in a shoe polish warehouse? That's rad. We're broke and just got out of prison. So like, hang on to that job that's murdering your lungs, your tiny child lungs. So Charles Dickens hated women, age of 12 on.
Mm.
So he was, after the family got their shit together, he was eventually sent to Wellington House Academy in Camden Town. Ooh. And he stayed there until March 1827. And then this was basically like high school.
Okay.
So then after he left there, he worked as a junior clerk in a law office. And then he became a court reporter and then a political journalist. So all this time, he's writing, and collecting his writings. So his first collection of pieces was published in 1836. And that same year, he married Catherine Thompson Hogarth. He was 24 and she was 21.
Babies.
So, yeah, little teeny babies. So, Catherine was kind of awesome. She was the daughter of his magazine editor. She also went on to become a published author herself. She was a really talented actress and a really good cook and loved traveling. So the first few years of their marriage were really happy. The first of their 10 children.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. That vagina was a valve. Just spitting out babies.
Oh my God, 10.
10 babies.
Ew.
And it was born in 1837. How do babies even live in 1837?
And you didn't have the good drugs.
No, you had zero.
Fuck.
Uh-uh. No. Terrible. So they started making babies. They were like super in love. They traveled a lot. They went to Scotland in 1841 and America in 1842. After their trip, to America in 1842,
some cracks started to form. Catherine Rhodes was really overwhelmed with caring for their several children. And she had had a few miscarriages, mm-hmm. as you do when you are just popping out babies all the time. So she was suffering postpartum depression, and good old Charles blamed her for the fact that they had so many children to support, because that's Catherine's fault, obviously.
It takes two to make a baby.
No, it's a woman's fault. She has the baby parts.
Baby valves.
She has the baby valves, and so it's her fault. And then she was, because she was suffering postpartum depression,
right.
She was, quote, dull.
Oh my God.
Which Charles also resented. And you would think that a man with 10 children would really enjoy kids.
Sure.
That was not the case. On the day that one of his sons was born, he wrote, quote, on the whole, I could have dispensed with him. So just a real
what a winner.
Stand-up dude. Yeah.
Was he his own inspiration for Scrooge?
A lot of people have said that. In my research, a lot of people had said, like, how many fucking times in a book can you tell a person to not be an asshole?
Yeah, and, like, there's the family with all the kids, and he's, mm-hmm. like, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, good times.
What a dick.
So
dick and Dickinson, am I right?
DA does. So let's get into Charles Dickens and his children. So it was said that he was good with babies. But once the kids reached adolescence, he grew very distant and insisted on setting their futures while they were still in their teens. That he wanted them off his hands, wanted them to pay their own way as he had,
right.
and complained that he had, quote, brought up the largest family ever known with the smallest disposition to do anything for themselves.
I don't think that's
also,
true.
By this time, he is a very famous author and very wealthy.
Right. So...
yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so real piece of shit. His eldest son once wrote that, quote, the children of his brain were much more real to him at times than we were.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Damn.
So, Daddy Dickens, not a great parent. So...
do you think it's just because he, like, lost his childhood and so he was like, fuck all y'all?
I think he just didn't want to deal with it. I think he was kind of like a very, I mean, he's an author, so, like, very egotistical. He just didn't want to deal with them.
It just makes me think of, like, in fraternities with hazing, like, oh, I got hazed, so I'm going to do it to you.
Maybe. But it was like... the daughters and sons, like, across the board.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. And it's like, this is the time where, like, women had zero fucking rights.
Right.
Like, what did you expect them to do? They cannot even hold jobs.
Right, because they won't let them have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is gonna get even more fun. So... kids are growing up. Daddy Dickens is getting real famous. Got all that money. But in the late 1850s, Dickens begins making these, like, public announcements that are really odd and seemingly out of nowhere that Catherine, his wife, was mentally unbalanced and an unfit wife and mother.
Oh.
The truth of this was,
he had actually begun having an affair with an actress named Ellen Ternan, who was 27 years younger than himself and the same age as his daughter, Kate.
No.
Yeah, boy. Ew. Yeah, boy. So this started while she was acting in a play that he wrote in 1857. And in the spring of 1858, a bracelet that he had bought as a present for Ellen was accidentally delivered to the Dickens home.
Oh my God, that's a plot line on Degrassi.
Oh my God. So she just, of course, Catherine finds the bracelet, goes like, duh, you're fucking somebody. He denies everything. Of course, he's a real piece of shit.
And calls her crazy.
Yeah, and said it was his custom to give small gifts to people that acted in his plays. Just really getting into gaslighting. Mm-hmm. So his daughter, Kate, later wrote that, quote, the affair brought out all that worst, all that was weakest in him. He did not care a damn what happened to any of us.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, so real human garbage.
Ugh.
He ends up leaving Catherine. They don't get a divorce, but they do separate. And, of course, in the separation, in true asshole fashion, he did leave her with a house, but that's about it. He contacted her 3 times after leaving her, all via letters, and then didn't even contact her when their oldest son, Charlie, died.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so, like, back in those days when, like, men would leave women, the men would get custody because, like, that's how shit went back then. So
right,
only
women
the
are
oldest.
Capable of everything.
Yeah, they don't know how to do anything. They keep getting the vapors and fainting on their fainting couches. Only the oldest son was allowed, like, of age to decide where he wanted to live. So he went and lived with their mother, Catherine, and all the other kids had to go live with his crazy ass.
Oh, God.
So their oldest son, when he died, Charles never even reached out to be like, hey, that's a bummer that our kid's dead.
Our firstborn.
Yep.
You know,
and
that one.
Badass bitch Catherine never stooped to his level, and she never made public statements about her treatment ever in her time that she was alive. Because she is awesome. No, I'd be like, let me tell you about this motherfucker sticking his dick everywhere.
Oh my God. That's so sad.
I know. It's the worst. He's a terrible human. Let's not keep giving hero status to people who are terrible.
Yeah, I stuck in that. Now I feel bad I went and saw it.
Well, I mean, you can't help it. It is a really good play, but let's just stop pretending that he's a good person. We don't have to do that anymore.
He sucks.
So, a few years later, I mean, he was already a dick to his wife, so I really don't know what his mistress was thinking. But a few years later, when his lover, Ellen, was killed in a train wreck, he did not go to the inquest so that he would avoid publicly revealing their affair.
Oh my God.
So even when the courts were like, bro, you were in this train wreck, it killed a lady, can you come tell us what the fuck happened? He was like, nah, bro, I don't remember nothing.
I don't recall.
I do not recall.
What?
I don't even know her. Yeah. So real self-involved asshole. A few years later, this is getting into like the 1860s, he had started suffering strange physical symptoms. Like his hands and feet would swell, and he would have these weird like dental pains and all this other stuff. It's now been linked to what is possibly gonorrhea. by
would
his
not be surprised.
Oh yeah. And a family friend who had known him since 1840 went to see him read A Christmas Carol around this time and said that he had, quote, withered and dwindled into a smaller man. Which I don't feel bad about.
Yeah,
after reading all
that.
Of this. So he died a few years later on January 8th, 1870, after he suffered a stroke that he did not regain consciousness from at the age of 58. And the best part is that Catherine outlived him and she didn't die until 1879. Yes! Fuck yes. You. So happy Christmas, everyone. Enjoy wow. the ruining of Charles Dickens.
Wow. I did not know most of that.
Yeah. I Googled history's biggest jerks, and he was on several of the lists. It was a real eye-opening experience. Also, apparently, Gandhi, real big asshole. Did Ooh. Not know this. So yeah, you can Google that one yourselves.
We can expand from weirdos to assholes.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. This fucking guy needs to be taken off a pedestal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
I know.
Wife and kids.
I know, right? And he wrote so many books with, like, children so characters. Many. And it's like, this motherfucker hated childhood. He hated childhood so much. He hated children. But yet so many of his book characters are children. Or like teens.
How do you compartmentalize that much?
It just must be an insane amount of denial.
Wow. That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my valves.
Don't blow your valves. You're going to be asking for it. You better quit it. You're seducing me, and I don't appreciate it. Quit seducing me with your valves. Keep your genital slit in your pants. I don't need it. Need it here.
You know what makes me laugh now, too? That Justin Bieber song, Sorry. The like, he sampled dolphin noises in that song. And that's what that sound is. So, Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, God. What are we doing? We're not contributing in a positive manner to anything.
Yeah, we are. We're exposing pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's right.
To the world.
That's
we're
right.
We're doing, this is a public service.
That's right. You're goddamn right. We're helping people.
Spin, baby.
Yeah. That's how we sell ourselves. Ha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. It felt very old-timey. That came from a different part of my soul.
From your valves?
It came from my valves. It came from my old-timey valves. Oh, I just felt like an old-timey newspaper salesman for a second.
Okay, so I have, speaking of newspaper salesman, I think my aesthetic as we're going into the next roaring 20s
yes.
is going to be like Newsies.
Oh my God, with like suspenders and a newsboy cap?
Suspenders, probably not the hat because I don't look great in hats, but suspenders with like a puffy shirt and like some like tailored pants.
Like high-waisted pants and low. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm fully on board with this.
2020 look. And sequins, of course.
Oh, God. Yes. I'm fully here for this. I very much support this decision. I support this decision. I'd really go with like a whole 20s theme and like drop waist and everything, but I'm a tiny lady and drop waist does not look good on me.
Yeah, but you can go like full flapper.
Yeah, I dig that. I mean, it's, ugh, the 20s are my favorite. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think let's just lean into it, you know?
I see nothing wrong with this.
Everything else is a dumpster fire, so mm-hmm. It's like we might as well have some fun.
Yeah, we might as well look cute. Because everything else is terrible. Might as well enjoy our outfits.
Yeah. Have you had any interesting encounters in the past several weeks?
No, because I've been gainfully employed again, and so I really haven't seen other humans except the people I now work with. And then just going home and falling into a dead sleep.
Yeah, I haven't really seen many people outside of, like, family and work.
Yeah, I get that.
Nothing exciting has been happening, which is good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. The only exciting interactions I've had are with rewatching Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Which has been a real experience. Because Sam Esmail is operating on a level that none of us will ever understand.
He's in his own plane of existence.
1,000,000%.
And I want to know how to go to there.
I truly don't understand. Like, watching the show one time through, I was like, his brain is wild. And now watching it through a second time, I'm like, oh, this is the genius that none of us will ever understand.
Like, I haven't started rewatching, but I want to. I just need to commit to it. But I'm a little scared just based off of the reactions you've had. Because I'm like, my brain don't think can handle
it. I'm really uncovering some shit that's been planted in the show.
It's been for there the years. Whole time. Yeah, when did we start watching this? In 2015?
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah, because that's when the show started, was in 2015, and it's been in 2015 this whole time. It's also really fun to experience the show again from a time when Obama was president and tried to not want to jump off a building.
But hey, Trump got impeached. That's good.
Yeah. But is it?
Even if it doesn't really mean anything else is going to happen, but that is at least.
It's all we've got.
It's, we're holding on it's, to it's the all we've got. Positive.
We just got fingertips right on this little ledge and we're hanging on, goddammit.
And it's like, we only have like a week and a half left of this fucking year.
Right, it's got to go.
So, that's good.
Yeah, it's got to go. I'm over it.
I'm over it. I'm ready for the
20s. Let's get into the 20s. Just without the whole Great Depression piece at the end.
Yeah, which could happen.
We don't know.
It's unclear. I feel like I should have invested in Bitcoin.
I know. I don't know how that works, though. It's confusing.
I don't get it.
I already have a hard enough time understanding, like, regular money.
Yeah, I'm not very
good. I'm not good at that. I don't need to add another layer of, like, it's in the tubes?
It's somewhere in the interspaces.
The files are in the computer.
In the computer.
That's all I know.
My computer is literally going to die in 2 minutes.
Great.
So, perfect
timing. Great timing. Thanks for holding out, computer battery.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, fam.
Thanks for listening, guys.
That didn't feel right.
It was okay.
Not my
best.
It was
okay. Take two. And thanks action.
Thanks for listening. I'm not going to say it again. Like, it doesn't feel right. It's like being like, it's lit.
So, like, so it dope.
Yeah.
Like the young kids say.
The youth.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Lil Nas.
I do like him. He's funny. I don't know anything.
I don't know any other things. I don't know other things. I'm so sorry.
So happy holidays, happy Festivus.
Yay!
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever the fuck you're celebrating.
Yeah, and even if it's just drinking, Joey's. Just do that.
Yeah,
happy drinking. Happy avoiding family.
And, yes. And until next
until
year.
Until 2020. Be your own fucking guy.
Be your own fucking guy.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my God, that was so good.
Can you make it just stop recording or do you have to like hang up?